يلا يو شامي كوث بوينت ميكي البابلي دخ اختالد ويجن يو شامي on daf lamed alef amed alef and the mishnah of halacha hey a greve teva le yifchoif megeo sukim le yikro le metogomen yoifim in posag echad. We not read less than three psukim in the teva, and we may not read more than one posag at a time to the translator. Ve novi gimel im yushloshtam gimel parshas kerin echad echad, or may read three psukim of novi at a time before the translated. The three are in three different parshas, we read them individually. Medalgim and Novi, be medalgim and Torah, we may skip while reading Novi, but not in the Torah. But come with medaleg, and kadei, shule yafsek, and atogaman. How much may one skip? It's up to the amount that he can roll the Sefer Torah to the new place before the translator finishes translating the pasuk. He wants to be Abba, Bereid, Rechia, Ba'abba, Rechia, B'shem, Rabbi Yochanan, brings it. Rabbi Abba braid of Chia, Abba quoting of Chia, quoting of Yochan, said that if one was reading in the Torah and became silent, the one who gets up in place of him begins from where the first one began and blesses. In Tim Rabbi Mokam Shehifzik Harishonim, Nisbarchu Lifnehim, Vlo Nisbarchu Lachoyim, Achoyim Nisbarchu Lachoyim, Vlo Nisbarchu Lifnehim. If you say that he begins from where the first one stopped and does not bless, the first psukim, there was a bracha before them but no bracha after them, and that's the last psukim, there was a bracha after them but no bracha before them. Uksiv, Torah Hashem Tamima, Shete Kula Tamima, and it says in Telem Yotef Pasuk Kef, Torah Hashem Tamima, Torah Hashem is complete, all of it must be complete. This is after they enacted that everyone blessed before and after. Haifa, Ha-parsha shel hei psukim, kuris kula, la'asakin ila kor gimel, lo'shu oim etachtov, tzarech likuris, shnei psukim achrinim, ve'gimel me'parsha acheres. If it was a parsha of five psukim, he reads all of it. If he did not do so, rather he read three, the one who stands to read after him must read the last two psukim of the parsha, and three from another means the next parsha. La'asakin ma'usha akev. If he didn't do so, is in Achiv. The owner of the Yasa Salkan, Mihmaya, Rafin Lach, Laachai, the Yoda, Bar, the Mother, Vivi, the Yasa Hanina, the Knishta, the Sukhnaya, Avataman, the Yumia, the Achiv. The answer to the Yona and the Yasa went to see the brother of Yoda, Bar, the Mother, relative of Yasa Hanina, in the base Knesset of Sukhnaya. The Yumia was there and he said that it is an Achiv. Amaviyona, the Rabbi Yasa, the question, the answer to Yasa, do we force him to read again? Amalei, Baha, Rabcha Ma'akev, Yasa said back, well, Rabbi said that it's Ma'akev. So what do we do force him? Yumia, Rishimun, Sara, Rechinaba, Andraya, Rishim, Rabbi, Rahai, the Kabul, Tar, Ben Teva, the Teva, Machazirin, I say. Yumia, Rav Shimon Sora, and Ruchina Bar Andrei, in the name of Zachai of Kabul, said that if one erred and said a word, not the word written, he must return to say the correct word. And Rav Yumia, Rav Yizera, Rav Din Kain, Rav Yumia asked Rav Yizera, do we do so? Amalei, Vadain ad Lazu, Afilu Tar ben Im, Lavim, Machzim, I say. They answered, do you still need to ask about this? Even if one erred between im and ve'im, he must return. Rabbi Shimon, Safa, Tachanus, Amulei, B'nei Karte, Kata, B'dibaraya, Yakunun, B'neinon, Asa, Shal, Yichanina. Rabbi Shimon, Safa, who was the Valkyria of Tachanus, the people of the city told him to cut a verse, means say half and let the translator translate before finishing it. So their children can read. He asked Rabbi Chanina, Amalei, in Katun Reshech, Loi Sishmalei. Chanina said, even if they threaten to cut your head, don't listen to them. Veshamalein, Vesharonlei, Min Safusa, Basa Yemen, Nachaz Lahacha, Kam Imei, Rabbi Shim, Ben Yusina, Amalei Ma'ad, Abed, Bahu, Arteich, Vetanilei, Ovda. He didn't listen to them, and they dismissed him. Days later, he descended to Bavel, and Shimon ben Yusina was with him, and he asked, what are you doing in your city? He told in the episode. Amalei v'lo leshem adlon. Hashem and Yisina said, why didn't you listen to them? Amalei v'avin kain. Hashem said, may one do so. Amalei v'linan katin. Mekatin loin v'sidra. Hashem ben Yisina answered that, don't we do so with children when teaching them? Amalei v'linan choyzun v'kalin loin. Shimon objected. They returned to say the entire pasuk for them. You cannot learn to say half at a time, but sibo, and never say the pasuk at one. Amavi zeva, ilu hava ahu safa v'yomei manisei chakem. They said, if that safa was in my days, I would have appointed him to be the chacham of the city. Rav Omar Kagoyin, hoi rav es yedzoi. The Rav said that the Mishnah mentioned three consecutive psukim in three parashas. An example would be Shai Mem Hei, psukim Tes through Yud Aleph, that start with a pasuk Tes that says, woe to him who contends with his creator. Medalgam and Novi, Medalgam and Torah. The Mishnah said we may skip while reading Novi, but not in Torah. Medalgam and Novi, Medalgam and Novi, Medalgam and Novi, Le Novi, Novi Shal, Trey Asa, Mutter, we may skip while reading in Novi, but not from Novi to Novi, and in the 12 minor prophets, one may. We may not skip in Torah. Quoting Rishlok, he said this is because we don't roll a Sefer Torah in public, lest necessarily need to wait until it's rolled. Think about it, if it was a small parsha, one can skip it before the translator finishes reading. There's no delay to the sibol. Amalei kadei sheyishmu yisrael shezei Torah al seida. V'yom Yaron said it so that Yisrael will hear the Torah in order. V'ataninan kira achimais v'ach v'asor. There's a mission that teaches that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol reads the service of Yom Kippur in the part of achimais and skips and reads the musaf acha v'asor, which is in Parshas Pinchas. He cannot roll it there so quickly. The answer is that's because it's relevant to the day, and it's as if it's one matter. The proof is they have to say this is that Rish Lakish says it everywhere, or may not read by heart. And here, he reads the latter parasha by heart. You have to say that it's permitted because it's one matter, and similarly, this permits skipping. Yosef v'paged leba'ula chazana, deknish to the bevlaya, kad da'i chada oiraisa, tabi gavila achire puchta. Yosef commanded ba'ula, the gabayat base consists of the people from Babel, that when they have one Sefer Torah and he needs to read in two parashas, to roll it behind the parashas of Monsi. Ad da'inan ta'otei ta'imevel chada u'maisa chada. When there are two Sefer Torah and he needs to read them both, take the first and return it to the other one and only then bring the other one out. Ad heichan, you might ask that the Mishnah permits skipping up the amount that he can roll the Sefer before the translator finishes translating. How much is this? Amravi Acha Kagoin Pashas Yoyoda Kohen Gadol. Amravi Acha answered, it's like the Pasha of Yoyoda Kohen Gadol. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halachavav. Amafte Venovi, who prays as Shema, who overlifnei Hateva, who knows as Kapov. Which is the one who usually reads Mafte, is prays as Shema. He goes to the front of the Teva, it means to repeat Shema Nesha aloud. And he gives Berkus Kahanim. V'imayah Kotten, Oviv Oy Rabbi, Uvim Al Yodai. If he's a minor, then his father or Rebbe is Oyver Lifnei HaTeva, goes and leads the Davening the Shmonesa in his stead. The Gemara says, Lo Yitzucha, Dila Aparisis Shema, who Oyver Lifnei HaTeva, who Noises Kapov. The Gemara says, the mission needs to teach only that the one who is Paris Al Shema is Oyver Lifnei HaTeva and gives Berkus Kahanim. Yosef ben Chanina Amar, Kadei Lazarzai. Yosef ben Chanina said it's in order to make him zealous to be Pirus al Shema. Yomayah Kotten, Ovi Rabbi Ovi Mal Yadim, she said if he's a minor, his father or Rebbe is over Yifne Ateva, in his stead. If he's a cotton, Aviv, or Rabbi, or Malyode. If he's a minor child, then his father or Rebbe, his Olish Ateva, in his place. That Tanin and cotton like Yifreis is Shema. Gemma asks that the next mission teaches that a minor may not be praised of Shema. Amr of Yudan kan b'shehei b'shtei saras v'kan b'shuloye b'shtei saras. The answer is the Rizimus says that here he may be praised when he bought two pubic hairs. There he did not bring two hairs. We're going on to the next mission, Halacha Zayin. Cotton kribe b'teva of metargim of al'ein apayus of Shema v'ein a'ayu lefnei ha'teva v'ein a'nofes kapov. The mission says a minor may read the Torah and translate, but he may not be praised of Shema, be o'ayu lefnei ha'teva or give b'kas kahanim. One whose clothing is torn may be first al shema or translate, but he may not read in the Torah, be over lifnei hateva, or to say berakas kahanim. A similar blind person may be first al shema or translate. Whoever never saw the luminaries may not be praised al Shema. Umar says, Taman Tanin and Summa in a Goyle de Rivyoda, Rivyoda, Oime Goyle. And the Umar says that there's a Mishnah Makkah that teaches that a blind person is not exiled for killing Vishoigeg. This is Rivyoda's opinion, but Rivyoda says he is exiled. Vishne Mikra Echad Hein Doshim, Lever Ois, should say, Rivyoda Oime Lo Abois Asuma, Rivyoda Oime Lo Pata Asuma. Asuma. Both of them expound the same pasuk, beloy rois, killing v'shoyeg without seeing. But Meir says this includes a summa, a blind person. It just says this excludes a summa, excludes a blind person. Acha tanin and koshle ram, ayus and yamav, ayifus is shema, hayim ra, payus. And we can infer that here we learn that Rida says that anyone who never saw the lunaries may not be payus al shema. This implies that if he saw, he may be payus. But Rachagai asked Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda seems to contradict himself. There he excludes a blind person, means he's exempt from all mitzvahs, and here he includes a blind person who once saw, means he's obligated in mitzvahs. And Rav Chananya, Beit Rav Hillel, Yeshev, Beit Achel, Yimach Nisa, Kachu, Oimer, Yeshev, Beit Achel, Yifrit Shema. Rachanina, Beit Rav Hillel answers that here, anyone who never saw the luminaries does not discuss a blind person, but rather one who sits in a dark house and never went outside. It says that one who sits in a dark house may not be praised al Shema. From Hacha, Balei Ra'is, Ra'is the Summa, but here, regarding exiling into Golas, Balei Ra'is includes a blind person, but it holds there that there is another inclusion, therefore he excludes a blind person. And we come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Tess. Coin Shish Biyad of Mumin, Lo Yisa is Kapov. Coin who has mumin blemishes on his hands may not say Birkas Kehanim. Rav Yehuda Omer, Af Mishahayu Yadav Svuis, Istis Leyisis Kapov Mepnecha Am Staklen Boy. Rav Yehuda says even if his hands are dyed like the color Tcheles, he may not do Birkas Kehanim because people look at him. The Gemara says Tani Ubefanov. The Gemara says from a Baisa, and simply he may not say Birkas Kehanim if there's dye on his face. We could say now, Tani Imhaya Dash Be'iro Imuta, the advice says if people of the city are used to him, then it's permitted. We have Tali Havas Itzba Se Akuma Asa Shara Vimana Amalei Mekemen She'ata Dash Be'irocha Muta. Rabbi Nastali's finger was crooked. He came to ask from Rabbi Mana, who told him that since the people of your city are used to you, it's permitted. Rabbuna Havem Ma'ava Zaldekan. Rabbuna stopped a man whose beard hairs were scattered from saying Birkas Kehanim. Hatani im hayadash b'iroi muta. The Gemara asked the Baisa again if people of his city are used to him, it permitted. Amma Rabbi Muna Ragle Habi Sagin Shlo Yu'aymim Ra'inu Kotten Lesis Kapov. The Muna answered that his legs are short and he was a midget. Since he didn't have a proper beard, we are concerned lest people say that we saw a child saying Birkas Kehanim. Amma Rabbi Yosef Zosimeris Ya'osa Listakel Bakahanim B'Shas Shehen M'vokhin Sadisol. Yes, I said that Yudha forbids one of his hands to die because people look at him, and his teacher will only not look at Kahanim when they bless his soul. Amr Chagai, Klum Amru, Eim Sakim, Led Bifnei, Yitzia Das, Moshe, Da'anas Mistakel, Da'anam Mistakel, Velo Masa Dati. Like I said, they said that one may not look at Kahanim only due to being distracted. Moshe, in the Lashon of I swear that I can look and not be distracted. Misha says, one who says he will not lead the davening in colored clothing may not do so even in white clothing. If he says he will not do it in sandals, he may not even do it barefoot. One who makes his tefillin round, it's dangerous. If there's a decree against tefillin at the time, alternatively he could bang his head. And he hasn't done a mitzvah if he wears it that way. Nostar mitzchoi oy al pas yodri harezu derech mehaminas. If he wore his tefillin on his forehead or on the palm of his hand, this is the way of the heretics who belittle Chachamim's words and explain like the simple meaning of the pasuk. Tipazav menosna al besyad unkali shaloi harezu derech achitzonim. If he covered it with gold and put it on his sleeve, this is the way of the outsiders. The Gemara says, Tana of Yosi ben Bevai tefillin. Yosef Bevai said that tefillin must be square and black. This is a tradition from Sinai.